All right, ready for a deep dive today. We're talking about something nobody wants to deal with, especially on vacation.
Definitely not.
UTIs.
Oh, yeah.
You know those articles you sent over about UTIs and like you're dreaming of Italy, pasta, those charming little piazzas, all that good stuff. But yeah, UTIs make sense to be informed because who wants their Roman holiday to turn into a frantic search for a pharmacia? I know.
Nobody.
Not me. Full disclosure, I was once that person who thought, if I drink water after 8 p.m., I am definitely getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Turns out, dehydration, rookie mistake. Basically, you're just inviting all that bacteria in.
Absolutely. And that actually ties in perfectly to why your trip to Italy has your bladder on high alert, especially with those hot southern European summers.
Okay, now I'm thirsty. But seriously, let's break this down. We all took biology. You know the basics of how things work down there, but a UTI, urinary tract infection, is basically when bacteria decide to have a party in your urinary tract. Usually that's like the bladder or the urethra, the exit strategy, not the kind of party you want to get an invite to.
Definitely not.
And while anyone can get a UTI, our sources say women are statistically more prone to them. Something about anatomy.
Yeah, so the shorter urethra in women compared to men definitely plays a role. It's a shorter distance for bacteria to travel to, to wreak havoc. But here's the thing, it's not just about anatomy. We're learning more and more about how factors like genetics, even the microscopic world inside us, the microbiome, and of course our everyday habits, all of that influences UTI risk as well.
So it's like this multi-layered puzzle, and we are here to put all those pieces together. But speaking of things that are multi-layered, let's talk about those articles you sent, especially those parts about Italy and increased UTI risk. What's going on there?
Well, your sources specifically mention how factors like hot weather and dehydration, especially if you're, enjoying a little too much vino, maybe not enough aqua,
Yeah.
can significantly increase your risk. And that's especially true in Southern Europe. Combine that with, the anatomical factors we discussed, and well, let's just say it creates a perfect storm for UTIs.
So, ladies, planning those summer trips to Rome, Athens, Barcelona, you heard it here first, hydration is key. But what about recognizing the signs? Because catching it early, it's like scoring that last-minute reservation at that trattoria, golden. So, what should we be on the lookout for? Give us the rundown.
You're right. Early detection is key. And your sources do a good job of outlining the usual suspects when it comes to UTI symptoms. That gotta-go feeling that doesn't really deliver, the burning sensation that makes you wonder if you accidentally drank hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Cloudy or funky-smelling urine, definitely not the souvenirs you want to bring back from your trip.
Definitely not. I'm picturing those cute little Italian souvenir shops now, but instead of postcards, they're selling. Well, you get the idea. Not a good look.
Definitely not postcard worthy. But here's where things get interesting, though. One of your sources highlighted that a surprising number of women, something like 1 in 5, can actually have a UTI without even realizing it.
Wait, really? Like a stealth UTI mission happening with like no warning. I had no idea. So it's not just about whether you're feeling those like classic symptoms.
Exactly. These asymptomatic UTIs might not be causing noticeable discomfort right now, but they can lead to bigger problems down the line if left untreated, especially when it comes to those hardworking kidneys.
Okay, so stealth UTIs are officially a thing. Good to know. This is why we do these deep dives. But let's say you are noticing some of those not so subtle hints, or maybe you just want to be extra cautious before your trip. What's next? Is there anything you can do to like prevent a vacation ruining infection?
Absolutely. Prevention is key, and thankfully, there are a few things you can do to like arm your body for the trip. One of the easiest and most effective weapons in your arsenal. Good old-fashioned H2O.
Right.
I know, it sounds almost too simple.
Water.
But trust me, staying hydrated is like building a fortress around your bladder.
Right. Hydration is crucial. I learned that the hard way. But what about all that advice we've heard about cranberry juice? Is it a UTI miracle cure or just a tasty myth? I feel like I've heard both.
Cranberry juice, the age-old remedy. It's a bit of a mixed bag, honestly. The science there is fascinating, though. You see, cranberries contain these compounds called proanthocyanidins.
I am writing that down.
That's a
Proanthocyanidins.
mouthful, I know.
Okay.
Right, so these proanthocyanidins, they might actually make it harder for certain bacteria to stick to the walls of your urinary tract. Think of it like this. It's like the cranberry creates a barrier making it harder for those bacteria to latch on and cause problems.
So it's not about flushing them out, it's about making it harder for them to get a foothold in the first place.
Exactly. But, and this is important, the research on cranberry juice's effectiveness is a bit all over the place. Some studies show a benefit while others don't. Plus, a lot of those commercial cranberry juices are loaded with sugar, which can actually make you more susceptible to UTIs. Kind of counterproductive, right? So if you're going to go the cranberry route, look for unsweetened options or consider cranberry supplements instead.
Good to know. It's like choosing your gelato flavor in Italy. Sometimes you got to read the fine print to avoid a sugar overload. Now, what about other dietary strategies? Can you literally eat your way to a healthier bladder?
Your sources mentioned a few other dietary allies worth enlisting in the fight against UTIs. Probiotics, for instance. Okay. They're found in yogurt, fermented foods, things like sauerkraut, kimchi, even kombucha.
Okay, now we're talking. Those are all delicious.
Yeah, right. And they're not just tasty, they're good for you too. Probiotics can help maintain a healthy balance of bacteria in your gut, which, believe it or not, can actually have positive effects on your urinary tract as well.
So it's like having a microscopic army of good bacteria fighting the good fight.
Exactly. Then there's vitamin C. It's thought to increase the acidity of your urine, which can make it less hospitable to those infection-causing bacteria. Again, not a foolproof solution, but every little bit helps.
Right. It's all about stacking the odds in your favor.
No.
Okay, so let's fast forward. You've prepped like a pro, hydrated like a champ, maybe even packed some cranberry pills and probiotic-rich snacks. But despite your best efforts, you land in Rome, have the most amazing pizza of your life, and suddenly, that familiar twinge. You think a UTI might be trying to crash your Italian adventure? What's the game plan? What do you do? So, okay, picture this. You're in Rome. You've just had, like, the best pizza of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, that familiar twinge.
Uh-oh.
You think you might have a UTI.
Yeah.
Not exactly how you pictured spending your evening.
Not ideal.
So what's the game plan? Do you immediately panic Google UTI remedies? Or even worse, try to self-medicate with something you found at like a random Italian pharmacy?
Definitely not. While it's tempting to play doctor when you're on vacation, especially in a foreign country, resist the urge. Remember that source you shared about finding English-speaking doctors online? Turns out Italy's got you covered there.
Oh, that's good to know. That's a relief. But still, seeing a doctor, like, while traveling can feel kind of daunting. Did those sources mention anything about how to navigate that, especially if you don't speak Italian?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of your sources mentioned a service called, I believe it's Pilola.
Okay.
And it connects travelers with English-speaking doctors online. So imagine this. You're in your cozy hotel room, sipping on some chamomile tea, and you're having a virtual consultation with a doctor who understands your concerns and can offer advice or even a prescription if needed.
Wow, technology to the rescue.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. So much better than trying to, like, decipher medical terms in Italian. Speaking of which, let's talk antibiotics. They're usually the go-to for UTIs, right?
Yeah.
But then there's that whole thing about antibiotic resistance, which sounds kind of scary. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you're right to be mindful of antibiotic resistance. It's a growing concern globally. Antibiotics are incredibly effective in treating bacterial infections like UTIs, but overusing them can lead to the development of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which are much harder to treat. So each time you take antibiotics, it's important to remember that it's not just about you. It affects, like, the bigger picture of public health as well.
So basically, taking antibiotics even when you don't really need them isn't just a personal health issue, it's a global one.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Each time we use antibiotics unnecessarily, we're giving those bacteria a chance to adapt and evolve, potentially making them stronger and less responsive to treatment down the line.
Okay, that makes sense. So even though picturing those little bacteria just, like, giving up and leaving my bladder sounds amazing, I'm realizing it doesn't always work that way.
Right.
Seeing a doctor, even virtually, super important to make sure you're taking antibiotics responsibly and only when absolutely necessary.
I'm so glad you're hearing that. Now, there's a bit of good news from your research, too. A small percentage of uncomplicated UTIs might actually clear up on their own without antibiotics.
Really?
Our bodies are pretty amazing like that.
Wow.
However, it's crucial, and I can't stress this enough, to consult with a doctor, especially when you're traveling, to determine if your case falls into that category.
Right. Because even though we like to think our bodies are self-healing miracles,
right,
sometimes they need a little extra help.
Absolutely.
So when in doubt, see a doctor.
Yes.
Got it.
Good. And if you are prescribed antibiotics, follow the dosage instructions carefully. And this is super important. Finish the entire course, even if you start feeling better before you've taken all the pills.
Okay, full disclosure, I am terrible at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing you, finishing the course is crucial to prevent those, like, super-powered antibiotic-resistant bacteria from staging a comeback tour.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, let's shift gears to a bit of a bummer topic, recurring UTIs. Some people seem to get them, like clockwork. Why is that?
Right. It's like some people win the lottery and others just keep winning the UTI lottery.
Right.
Definitely not the kind of prize you want.
Not the jackpot you're looking for.
Yep.
But yeah, your sources point to a few usual suspects when it comes to recurring UTIs. Genetics can play a role. Sometimes our bodies are just, you know, a little more prone to these infections. Anatomical differences, like we talked about earlier, can also make some people more susceptible. And of course, a history of previous UTIs can increase the likelihood of experiencing a repeat performance.
So if you're someone who frequently deals with UTIs, especially before like a big trip, it's worth having a chat with your doctor, right?
Absolutely. They might recommend preventative strategies like low-dose antibiotics or other options to help keep those pesky infections at bay while you're enjoying your travels.
Okay. So much good information here. We've covered a lot of ground, from understanding like the basics of UTIs to decoding symptoms, navigating treatment options abroad, and even diving into the world of antibiotic resistance.
It's a lot.
It is. But before we wrap up, let's distill all of this down into like a European vacation UTI prevention plan, your ultimate checklist for a worry-free trip.
I love it. Let's equip our listeners with everything they need to stay healthy and enjoy their Italian adventure.
Okay, number one, and I cannot stress this enough, hydration is your superpower.
Right.
Channel your inner fountain.
Yes.
And drink plenty of water throughout your trip, especially in that Italian heat.
So important.
Number two, hygiene matters. Those bathroom habits your mom drilled into you, they're your travel buddies now. Frequent bathroom breaks, especially after those long days of exploring, are your best defense.
Absolutely.
Number three, and I know we're adults here, but sometimes it's the simplest things that make the biggest difference. Pee after sex.
Yes.
It helps flush out any bacteria that might be trying to sneak into your urinary tract.
So important.
Number four, ditch those harsh soaps and scented feminine products.
Yes.
Your body will thank you.
It really will.
Number five, consider packing those cranberry supplements, especially if you're prone to UTIs. It might not be a cure-all, but hey, every little bit helps, right?
Every little bit.
And finally, if you're someone who frequently deals with UTIs, talk to your doctor about preventative strategies before you travel. They might recommend a low-dose antibiotic or other options to help keep those pesky infections away.
Such a good point.
All right. There you have it. Your personalized UTI prevention plan, chock full of expert advice, and maybe even a few laughs along the way. Armed with this knowledge, you can head to Italy prepped for anything, from the Colosseum to, well, a slightly stressed out bladder.
Right.
And remember, even if a UTI tries to crash your Roman holiday, don't panic. With a little know-how and those trusty online resources, you'll be back to enjoying your trip in no time. Just maybe pack an extra pair of underwear, you know, just in case.
And as you enjoy that delicious Italian cuisine and soak up all the culture and history, it might be interesting to consider this. Given the growing concern about antibiotic resistance, have you ever thought about exploring alternative therapies for UTI prevention while traveling? Things like D-mannose or probiotics, perhaps. There's a whole world of natural remedies out there that might pique your interest.
Ooh, good one. See, this is why I love our deep dives, always leaving us with more to think about. Thanks for joining us on this adventure. Happy travels.